Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. Folks, it's fall and it won't be long and we'll be talking about pumpkins and all those kinds of things. But today we're talking about sports and school and football and volleyball and cross country. And I'm delighted to have someone who has some expertise in the area of education. But before we get to our guest, as we do each Saturday, I want to thank our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting. And collectively, JB and I wish to thank Chris Bogenreef of NAI United for continuing to sponsor the Grow Siouxland radio program each week on this radio station. My guest today, someone who I'm going to allow to introduce himself, the superintendent of the South Sioux City Community School District. Ronnie, I don't think we've had you on before.
I have not been on, Chris. Thank you for having me this morning. Ronnie Ortega, the proud superintendent of South Sioux City Community Schools.
And you know, Ronnie, you're running in pretty good company because the last few weeks we've had the superintendents of both the Sioux City Community School District and Dakota Valley as well. And so we're delighted to complete the Three Musketeers and the Triumvirate by bringing Ronnie Ortega in to talk about everything that's going on at this time in South Sioux City and your school district. Ronnie, before we talk about everything that's taking place in South Sioux City, let's begin, as we do each Saturday morning, by introducing you to our listening audience. And we do that by first asking, where did you grow up?
So, Chris, I grew up in Southern California, in Los Angeles, San Fernando Valley, to be exact. So from Head Start to my junior year of high school, I grew up in Los Angeles. Very modest household, hardworking blue-collar parents. And my parents decided to move us to Nebraska, Schuyler, Nebraska, a small town, when I was a junior in high school. And so it was a great time to come to Nebraska. It was 94, 95. The Huskers were at their top of the game. And so I quickly became a Husker fan and loved Nebraska. And Nebraska just changed the trajectory of my life. The schools in Nebraska, the teachers in Nebraska, the small community in Schuyler just afforded me opportunities that I didn't have in a large urban city as Los Angeles.
Fascinating story, Ronnie. And I'm interested in what was the catalyst for the move from Southern California to somewhat rural Nebraska?
Yeah, and it wasn't the weather, Chris. It wasn't the snow.
No, I bet not. What time of year did you guys move?
We moved November. And so it was the first time I actually had seen snow, to believe it or not. I was a junior in high school for the first time being in a cold northern state, right? And so we came here in November. It was, again, great time. Football was doing well, but there was a lot of snow on the ground. And so what brought my parents here, like many parents in the early 90s, was jobs, meatpacking jobs, manufacturing jobs, just more opportunities, higher wages. And so my parents decided, you know, very quickly, we're going to Nebraska. We had no prior connection. We probably couldn't have pointed out Nebraska on the map at that time, right? And so, but it was a great decision that my parents made.
How many children in your parents' family? How many siblings?
So there are six of us, but those who came to Nebraska were me and my younger three siblings, three sisters.
And was this a difficult transition?
It was a very difficult transition, as you can imagine, from a large urban warm climate to a small town. So it was a difficult transition, but it was one worth making in the long run.
Especially difficult for someone who's a junior in high school and has, you know, hey, I've got my junior and senior year ahead of me. Right. I have all my friends. I have a graduation, those types of things. How long did it take for you to realize, okay, maybe there's something positive in all of this?
Yeah, so it was very quick, Chris. Like I said, the teachers, the counselors, the community really embraced us, made it welcoming for my family and I. And so very quickly, I felt comfortable, I felt safe, and I felt welcomed in the community of Schuyler. And so it was a good fit very early on.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM on your radio dial. Our guest today is the superintendent of the South Sioux City Community School District, Dr. Ronnie Ortega, originally from Southern California and then Schuyler, Nebraska. When you came to Schuyler, were you involved as a high school student in sports or debate, theater? What kinds of things engaged you?
You know, Chris, I was involved in wrestling. And so I was a wrestler. I wrestled at 142, 145 pounds. Don't ask me for my weight today, right? But I was a lot thinner back in the day. And so I really enjoyed wrestling. The football coach tried convincing me to go out as a defensive back of sorts. I was short and small. And so I never did give football a shot, but I enjoyed wrestling. And I also worked part time. So I was busy going to school, busy completing my credits, working, and tried wrestling for sure.
Well, as Iowa wrestling legend Dan Gable said, once you've wrestled, everything else in life is easy, right?
Yes.
So after high school, what came next for Ronnie Ortega?
So after high school, Chris, as you can imagine, you know, a guy like myself coming from a large urban public school district, right? I had some gaps in my education. And so really the best fit for me was a community college in an adjacent city, Columbus, Nebraska. So I went to Central Community College there for a couple years, took some, beginning classes, completed my first 2 years of those core classes, right? And so after that time in the community college, I went to the University of Nebraska in Lincoln, where I completed my bachelor's in teaching.
So did you always want to be a teacher? Was that part of the plan from an early age, or is that something that developed a little later in life?
You know, that developed a little later. I went to college not really knowing, like most kids, what I wanted to do exactly. I knew I had some passion, some interest. I knew I liked working with kids. I knew I liked people. I knew education had made a difference for me, but I didn't quite have it all figured out. So I initially started thinking I was going to major in criminal justice. I was going to be a police officer, or better yet, an FBI agent. I wanted to be the cool guy and solve crimes and bust people, right? And so I thought I was going to do that. And so my first year of college, I decided to then switch majors from criminal justice to pre-law. So then I decided, you know, I'm going to be a lawyer. I got interested in immigration law at the time. And so after learning law school would be another 3 years after my bachelor's, I decided law school was not going to be it for me. And so I switched a third time to education. And fortunate I did, because it is the best fit for me. After 23 years in education, I know for a fact I made the right decision in picking education.
But of course, 3 years of law school, now you're a doctor. And so it's not like you took the easy route.
I did not take the easy route. You're right, Chris. You know, two master's degrees later and a doctorate. So I probably went to school longer.
Yeah, you absolutely did.
But at the time, the timing was I had just met my fiance, and I thought, you know what? I can't be in law school for three more years, take out some huge loans, and I want to marry this girl. And so decided, no, I got to start making some money. I got to start doing some things I want to do. And so I picked education, and it was a great decision.
In addition to the bachelor's degree, you have two masters and a doctorate. Tell us about those advanced degrees, if you would, please.
So I have a master's in school counseling. I was actually a school counselor for a number of years at a high school. I really enjoyed the work in that world of counseling, school counseling to be exact. And then I decided, you know, as I grew in counseling, that I wanted to be a school administrator. So I went back to school, earned a second master's in school administration. And that took me into the assistant principalship role at a middle school. And from there, I decided, you know, I want to keep growing in administration. I want to keep making a difference. I want to keep improving the systems for young kids. And so I decided to pursue a doctorate in education. And it worked out perfect. I received my doctorate in 2013, I believe it was. And right around the same time, I became a middle school principal.
And tell us, how did this lead to your current role? If you would, tell us a little bit about your career progression.
Yeah, Chris, so 23 years in education, have done all the roles, right? So a teacher, a counselor, assistant principal, central office executive. And so it was a natural next move for me to pursue the superintendency, but I was very selective. Chris, I said this very publicly in my interview with the South Sioux City School Board. There were probably just a few districts that I was interested in doing this kind of work. For me, it wasn't about more money. It wasn't about career advancement. It was about, where can I go and make a community? Where can I my family and I impacting an entire community, and we felt South Sioux was the number one place for my family and I to really impact an entire community. And so we're fortunate to be in South Sioux as a superintendent of schools there.
Well, you're certainly having an impact in your role and in the capacity as the superintendent. In the final minute that we have before we go to break, Dr. Ortega, please tell us about your family.
So I'm married to Kara Ortega. She is a long life, also a career educator. She works for the University of Nebraska at Omaha, has been there for a number of years, over a decade now. And so she works in the registrar's office. So she handles what I call the boring side of the work. She deals with transcripts and degree audits and sets up courses and does all the important work. And I jokingly call it the boring side of the job, but she enjoys it. And we have four children. We have three daughters. My oldest is 22, Gabriella. She's starting occupational therapy school actually last week in Omaha. And then our second oldest, Ariana, is a senior at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. She will be an early childhood teacher a year from today. And our third youngest daughter is a ninth grader at our high school. So she's a dancer, dances every night of the week. And then we had a surprise baby boy 4 years ago. So, Chris, I'm changing diapers, and I'm also talking about graduate school with my oldest. And it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing having my first boy 4 years ago. It certainly has changed my perspective. And it's also pushed me to want to keep working a little bit longer because I got to get this young kid through college as well.
So he's 4 years old today.
He's 4 years old.
That's a fantastic story.
And in our preschool, by the way, at South Sioux City, which has been a great fit for him.
My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host on Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Dr. Ronnie Ortega. Ronnie serves as the superintendent of the South Sioux City Community School District. We'll be back with Dr. Ortega after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now, celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenry, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, serving as your host on Grow Siouxland this morning. Our guest is the superintendent of the South Sioux City Community School District, Dr. Ronnie Ortega, originally from Southern California, a transplant to Nebraska, and ultimately found himself involved in education, earned two master's degrees, then his doctorate, and went into administration. And Dr. Ortega, we're so thrilled to have you in our community. I think that your background is particularly unique and important in serving such a diverse population. Tell us about how your background coming from Southern California helps you relate to not only the South Sioux City community, but the broader Siouxland region, which is growing more diverse each and every year.
Yeah, Chris, you know, my background, you know, from very beginning, right, I was raised by hardworking blue collar parents who wanted the best for their kids. And so through that, through their hard works, I was able to benefit. And so, you know, my career in education, I've worked in schools and communities that are affluent, as well as communities that are less advantageous, right, that are not as affluent. And so that all of that has prepared me to really work in Siouxland, right, where we have a variety, a very diverse community. And so all of that put together, my background, my raising, my upbringing, my experiences, professional experiences, have really prepared me for the position of a superintendent in a large, diverse school district at South Sioux City.
Well, let's talk about the role and responsibility that you have as the superintendent. What grades do you have responsibility and accountability to and for?
So we are a pre-K through 12 school district, public school district. We have 8 schools, a pre-K, 5 elementary schools, a large middle school of about 900 kids, and a large high school of about 1,200 students. We also have an alternative high school program that is off-site.
And did you, as you came to South Sioux City, did you have a really good idea of what you would be stepping into and what leadership requirements and responsibilities you would have?
I did, Chris. You know, I mentioned this in my public interview with our school board that I felt the challenges in South Sioux City were a perfect alignment to my strengths. And so I knew we were coming into a district that had issues with facilities. We have very old and tired and overcrowded facilities. We had issues with teaching and learning. We had issues with a climate and culture. And so those played really to my strength. And happy to report, you know, 2 years into this, we've made significant strides in a couple of those areas. Our lingering challenge is our district facilities. Our oldest building is 101 years old. And if you can imagine when that building was built, you know, we were sitting in rows back in the day. We weren't offering kindergarten in all schools. We weren't offering lunch in schools. School wasn't required for students with high special needs. And so times have changed. A lot has changed in education except our facilities. And so that remains a priority for the board and I.
When did it first occur to you that being a superintendent was going to be far more than education, that it was going to be finance and leadership and counseling right. and parental engagement and coaching and sports and all those different things?
You know, I had an idea about the superintendent role, right? I was a central office executive prior, and so I had observed multiple superintendents in a large urban district deal with the challenges, right, of leading large districts. What I didn't realize, Chris, is that the position is in some ways political. And so I've learned and I've grown in that area. And so I've done that to obviously, you know, get more support for our district and more opportunities for our kids. So it's part of the role. That's probably a side that I've grown the most in.
Yeah, and there's lobbying involved as well, isn't there?
There is. Lots of lobbying. And so, yeah, that's another area where I am growing and learning and making networks and joining organizations that allow us to advocate for our kids and our community.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio, where our guest today is Dr. Ronnie Ortega, who serves as the superintendent of the South Sioux City Community School District. Dr. Ortega, let's talk a little bit about the mission and the vision that you have inherited and in some ways enhanced. Tell us what the priorities are for the South Sioux City Community School District.
So we have very clear priorities, right? So we want state-of-the-art facilities. And it's not just because we want the best brick and mortar, right? And we're not trying to keep up with the Joneses here. We want adequate facilities for our kids so that we can improve teaching and learning. The board, myself, our entire team recognizes that we are in the business of teaching and learning. And for us to do that at a high level, which is what we aspire to do, we have to have better facilities that allow us to do that. And so that is a priority of ours, is teaching and learning is at the top. But we recognize that right below that is facilities, which will allow us to improve teaching and learning. So we've set the course this year. We're really going to go deep with teaching and learning. We have, as I've told our staff and our community members, we got our house in order 2 years into this. We have the right people in the right place. And so now we're ready to go deep with teaching and learning. And that's what we're focusing on today is really getting better at teaching and learning so we can improve outcomes for kids. That's what we're after.
And I know that outcomes for your students includes far more than just academics. You've told me about the importance of academics, but also that it must be balanced with investment in the arts and athletics. Tell us about that holistic approach that you bring to education.
Yeah, so Chris, we're a right-sized district, right? We're 4,000 strong students, 600 staff members, and so I often say publicly, we're the right-sized district. We're large enough to offer a comprehensive education with all the activities and athletics that come with it. But yet we are at the right size that we get to know our kids and no one's anonymous in our district. And yet we aren't small enough that we can't offer some of those things. So we have things ranging from esports, by the way. We've been state champs in esports in 3 years, back to back. Girls wrestling is strong. Robotics is strong. Our Educators Rising program is growing. So we offer just about everything for everyone.
And you do have a legacy of success in South Sioux City. When I was growing up and maybe early in my professional career, South Sioux City literally had a dynasty in girls basketball. And now you talk about three-time state champs in robotics, three-time state champs in girls wrestling. That continues to really be something that I think the entire community can be proud of.
Yeah, we're very proud of our strong athletic program for our students. You know,
in the final couple of minutes that we have together, what would you like parents to know about your commitment to making sure that their children get the quality education that is so critical to advancing these days?
Yeah, my commitment, Chris, my promise to the community, to our students, right? That's who my promise is to ensure that they are in front of them, have a highly skilled teacher every single day and a highly skilled principal. And if we can do that, great things will happen for our kids. And so that's what we're doing. That's my promise to our communities, to ensure we have highly effective teachers, highly effective principals at all levels. And I'm convinced that when we do that, better things will happen for our kids.
And I know that you guys had a really special ceremony about a week ago. Here we are in mid-September, but back in early September, you guys had something with some new facilities. Tell us about the dedication of the new sports facilities.
Yeah, Chris, it was a great opportunity to bring our many donors, business leaders, our school board, and really have an official dedication that's long overdue. It's been 3 years in the making. Since we've updated our activities complex. And so it was a great dedication, again, where we got to honor and recognize the many people who made that vision a reality. And we're just very proud of that facility. Again, not just a place where we can have our students compete, but a place where our kids can learn character, where our kids can make memories, and where hopefully the community comes together often and frequently.
Well, Dr. Ortega, we're delighted to have had you as our guest this Saturday morning. Really enjoyed our conversation and wish you continued success. Hopefully, you'll be with us while that four-year-old grows through pre-K, kindergarten, through junior high school and off to high school. And my personal hope is that he follows in his father's footsteps and becomes a wrestler.
Absolutely, Chris. You know, we're fortunate to be in South Sioux City and Siouxland. We love it here, so I'm committed here for the long haul, and it's been a good fit. So thank you for having me here. Look forward to possibly coming back in the future.
We'll welcome you with open arms. You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest, the superintendent of the South Sioux City Community School District, Dr. Ronnie Ortega. We'll be back next Saturday with more on Grow Siouxland. Make it a terrific weekend.